Welcome to the Bedford Alliance Church Foundations Podcast. I'm Luke Cugino, your discipleship pastor and host. This weekly podcast is designed to accompany your discipleship group and help you build a strong foundation in the Christian faith. We want to equip you so you can be unleashed to obey Jesus' command to make disciples. We want to make Jesus' final words our first work. Hello again, and welcome back to the Foundations Podcast. This is now episode number 4. And this is the last week that you will be walking through the D Group Starter Guide. And this is the last week of the more introductory material in this podcast. Remember, these first 4 weeks are more designed to help you get a strong start within your group and to introduce the different components of D Groups. So we're going to wrap up our introduction today. Now, last week we talked about prayer, why we pray, how we pray, what are some practical ways that we can approach prayer. Now this week, what I want to do as we wrap up our introduction is I want to talk about what we call the D Group Covenant, okay? The D Group Covenant, and then I also want to talk about what your group will look like moving forward. So if you have a starter guide, a D Group starter guide, I would encourage you to follow along if you have one handy. If you go to week 4 and flip over a page, you will see what we call the D Group Covenant. Okay. Now, before we get into this, I want to ask a couple of questions, because at this point you might be thinking, why do I have to sign a covenant? This seems kind of weird. But understand, we want to do a couple things here by signing this covenant. First, we want to set expectations up front. Okay. Jesus says in Luke 14 that we should count the cost of following him. Jesus wants us to see that following him requires complete surrender. And it could cost us everything, even our lives. But he also wants us to see that he's worth more than anything that we could ever give up. So essentially, with this covenant, we want to, in some ways, count the cost. We want to lay out the expectations. If we want to grow spiritually, it's going to cost us. And we're going to have to put forth some effort. But in the end, the spiritual growth that we will experience and the kingdom impacts that we will see will be more than worth it. So we want to set expectations from the beginning. And as we do that, we want to give each other permission to hold each other accountable. So by signing this covenant, we're essentially saying, this is what you can expect from me, and I'm allowing you to hold me to this. Understand, spiritual growth, as we've talked about, spiritual growth is a community project. We need other people to help us grow. So that's what the covenant is ultimately about. It's about helping each other and helping hold each other accountable. It doesn't mean you'll be perfect. Okay, we're all a work in progress. But it does mean that you'll prioritize your spiritual life and your group. And it means you'll allow your group members to help you grow spiritually, to help you through this journey. Now, another question you might have here is, why are we talking about this in week 4? You said you wanted to set expectations up front, so why are we waiting until week 4? Well, understand, the first 4 weeks have been more introductory as you've walked through your D Group starter guide. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to give you and your group a chance to see and experience what a D Group is before you commit to anything further. Okay, so if after going through these first 4 weeks and going through this covenant today, if you don't want to continue right now, that's okay. We want to give you an off-ramp with no questions asked. If you decide this isn't for you right now, maybe this isn't the best time for you right now. So if you don't want to continue, that's okay. But if you do want to commit to this, now you have a much better idea of what you're committing to, of what a D Group is. Okay, so that's why we've waited until week 4 to talk about this covenant. With that being said, let's go ahead and walk through some of the specifics of this covenant. Again, this is in week 4 of your starter guide. You can see that there are a few different commitments listed out here. And the first one says, surrender myself fully to the Lord through my weekly Bible reading and hear journals. So remember, we're all on the same reading plan, and we're asking for at least one journal a week, one here journal a week. And like we've talked about, the Word is living and active and effective. We need to spend time in the Word if we want to grow spiritually. But we need to also read actively, like we've talked about, we can't just read and check off a box. We need to read actively and ask questions and ultimately apply the word. So we're using the hear method to help us do that. We want to get into the word until it gets into us. Now, by committing to this, it doesn't mean that you'll never miss reading or you'll never miss your journaling. But what it does mean is that if you're consistently not reading or consistently not journaling, you're giving your group permission to hold you accountable. Okay, we're all a work in progress, but we're laying the expectations up front here. The next commitment says you commit to meet weekly with your D group. Now, we understand life happens. You're not going to be able to meet every single week, but again, passion determines priorities. Okay, if we want to grow spiritually, we need to take ownership and we need to put some effort into it. We need to make this a priority. So we want to meet weekly as much as possible. Now, if you're not able to meet 1 week, because things will come up eventually, it says, when unable to meet, I will stay engaged through doing devotions, sharing prayer requests, and listening to the weekly podcast. So even if you're not able to be with your group during the group meeting, you can still continue to build the habits that we're building through D groups. You can continue to do your devotions, continue to listen to this podcast, and you can still reach out to your group members and share prayer requests. So we still want to stay engaged even when we're not able to meet physically. The next commitment says contribute to a group atmosphere of confidentiality and transparency. Understand that spiritual growth happens through transparent relationships. So we want to commit to be real with each other. And in order to do that, we have to respect the fact that sensitive information might be shared within your group as you open up. Okay, so we need to respect each other's privacy. We need to establish trust with each other, because it's only when we do that when we'll really be able to build transparent relationships and be real and be open and honest with each other. The next commitment says pray weekly for the members of my D group. Now remember, you're sharing prayer requests with each other each week. And last week we talked about how prayer isn't just a way for us to get resources. It is our primary resource. The kingdom of God advances on its knees. So if we want the people in our groups to grow spiritually, we need to be praying for them. Prayer is our primary resource within these groups, our primary way of showing our dependence on God. We need prayer. So along with that, your next commitment is to regularly pray for and invest in your one. Remember this concept of who's your one? We're all thinking of one unsaved or at least unchurched person that we can commit to pray for and invest in and invite. So what you're going to do is you're going to write the first name only of your one in the space provided there on the covenant. And by writing their name in that space there, what you're doing is you're showing your commitment to pray for that person and to invest in him or her. Now, the last commitment is to begin praying and looking for others in my life who I can invite into a new D group when my current group decides to multiply. Understand, we want to start with the end in mind. Remember, one of the goals of a D group is to multiply. We want to advance the kingdom. We want to make disciples of all nations, not just stay within our own comfortable groups forever. We want to continue to advance the kingdom. Now, you're going to get comfortable within your current group, especially as you build deeper relationships, but we have to learn to think outside of ourselves. We want to make disciples who make disciples. We want to be obedient to Jesus' final command. Now, this idea of multiplying might be intimidating to some of you right now, but I want to encourage you to stick with it. Stick with this group. And as you go through this process, I want you to pray. Pray and ask God if he would have you start a group at some point. Just give it to him in prayer and see how he answers. I'll be honest with you. I've never felt ready for anything that God has called me to do. I haven't. But at some point, we have to take a leap and trust him. We're always going to be inadequate, but he is always adequate. He is always sufficient. So we have to take a leap and trust him at some point. Now, I'm not asking you to start a group right now at this moment. Okay, this is a process. But I just want you to consider it, and I want you to be praying about it and thinking about it. Okay, so those are the commitments on the covenant. If you agree to them, what you're going to do is you're going to sign the covenant at the bottom there. And all of your group members will sign your covenant as well. That's showing that you're holding each other accountable. And remember, if you decide not to continue at this point, that's perfectly okay. You can walk away with no questions asked. Now, you might have noticed at the top of the covenant, it says, for the next 12 weeks, I commit to, and then it lists the different commitments. What's that about? Well, understand, D groups commit to 12-week blocks, or what we call quarters, at a time. So by signing this covenant today, if you do choose to sign it, you are just committing to the next 12 weeks, okay? Just the next 12 weeks. And then every 12 weeks, you'll get a chance to review the covenant as a group and review the different commitments that you've made. And you'll get a chance to decide as a group if you want to continue meeting, maybe you want to stop meeting, or maybe just some of the people in your group want to stop meeting. Maybe you want to take a break as a group. You might be coming up on the summer months and you know that a lot of you will be on vacation. Or maybe you're coming up on the holidays and you just want to take a break for a little while, but you still want to resume at some point. Or maybe you want to multiply as a group. Now, if after reviewing the covenant, you decide that you want to continue meeting for the next 12 weeks, instead of re-signing the covenant, what you're going to do is you're just going to initial in the next space at the bottom of the covenant. Okay, you'll see that there's space for quarters 2, 3, and 4. So if you decide to continue meeting each 12 weeks, you'll initial at the bottom there. If you meet for 4 12-week quarters, you'll have met for a year as a group, counting these initial 4 weeks of going through the starter guide and going through this more introductory material. If you meet for 4 quarters, you'll have met for an entire year. And a year is usually about the maximum that we recommend meeting before multiplying. Groups can go longer in certain cases, but we usually recommend multiplying by the time you've hit a year of meeting together. Now, just to recap this, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, D groups meet for up to about a year, give or take, but instead of committing to that entire length of time up front, you just commit to 12 weeks at a time. Now, what this podcast is going to do is it's going to remind you when to review the covenant as a group. So every 12 weeks, this podcast will tell you it's time to review the covenant. And at that point, you can either continue meeting as a group, you can stop meeting, you can take a break, or you can multiply as a group if you are ready. And that's really the covenant. That's the idea, the concept behind the covenant. Now, on the next page of your D group starter guide, if you're still looking at your D group starter guide, you'll see a page that says, where do we go from here? Once you're done with this week, you're done going through the starter guide. So what do you do now? What's next? Well, you're going to continue meeting using the same basic format that the starter guide has helped introduce to you. You should be fairly familiar with it at this point, but we'll go ahead and walk through it here together. The first thing you do as a group is you open in prayer. So this isn't meant to be necessarily an extensive time of prayer, but it's a time where you can surrender your time to God and surrender yourselves to God and ask Him to move within your group. Then you spend time doing what we call being real with each other. Be real. This is a time when you can move beyond surface level discussions and really check on each other. Now understand, this time will grow as your relationships grow within the group and as your trust develops within the group. You're not necessarily going to have super deep discussions your first couple of weeks, but you'll get there as your relationships grow and as that trust develops. And understand, you have flexibility with this time. This is a time where you can check on each other spiritually. You can ask, as you see here in the booklet, how have you been praying for and investing in your one this week? We want to keep that at the forefront of our minds. You can also use this time to follow up on previous action steps. So maybe somebody in your group has a specific action step that they have been trying to live out, or maybe you have a specific action step that you're trying to live out. This is a good time to follow up on that and ask each other, hey, how have you been doing with that? You can also follow up on previous prayer requests. Again, I encourage you to write your prayer requests down so that in the future weeks, you can say, hey, we've been praying for this in your life. How are you doing with that? So you have some flexibility here with this time. The important thing is to just be real with each other. Then the next thing, you see, you spend some time learning together. You're going to continue listening to this podcast each week. You can, again, either listen to it together as a group during your meeting time, or you can listen to it individually ahead of time. And what you'll do then is just discuss a few things that stand out to you in the podcast. You don't have to spend a lot of time here, but this gives us a way to learn together as a group. We want to target not just our hearts, but also our heads, because understand, we can't love what we don't know in the first place. There are certain things as Christians that we all need to know, and this podcast will help you with that. So starting next week, we're going to begin an overview of the Bible, and we're going to go through its storyline, and then in the future, we're going to get into other theological and foundational topics, okay? So stay tuned for more there. Now, next in your D group meeting format there, you're going to spend some time sharing. Share how God is speaking to you through your reading and through your journaling. And remember here, we want to focus not just on explanation, as important as that is. We want to focus on application and response. How can we live out the word? How can we be doers of the word and not just hearers? So I encourage you, have action steps when you can. Try to be as specific as you can. And then finally, you will end your time together by sharing prayer requests and closing in prayer. And this can take on some different formats. You might some weeks decide to have just one person pray. Maybe you'll have everybody pray. Or another way you can do it is just have people pray as you feel led to pray. And remember, prayer is not a performance, okay? It's about relationship like we talked about last week. So let's be real as we pray. Okay, it's less about having the perfect words and the perfect format and more about expressing our dependence on God. So let's be real with our prayers. It's okay if your prayers are short and to the point. We're not trying to impress anyone. We're just trying to show our dependence on God. And that's the basic format that you'll use for the rest of your time together as a D group. So there's been a little bit of an initial learning curve here these first 4 weeks, but now you're going to continue using the same basic format. Now, just a couple of practical tips as you go through this format in the weeks ahead. Make sure you don't spend all of your time just chatting with each other, as tempting as that can be, especially as you get to know your group members more. We want to make sure that we're prioritizing getting into the word and into prayer. Okay, so I'm not saying small talk is a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good way to build relationships with each other. But we just want to try to make sure that we limit the amount of time we spend talking about current events and other random things. But at the same time, I also want to say, let the Spirit lead too. There might be some weeks where someone needs to spend extra time sharing in your group. Or maybe 1 week, you just want to spend some extended time in prayer. Let the Spirit lead in those situations. We need to keep the main goals in mind here, okay? Keep the main thing the main thing. I think sometimes we can get so caught up in methods and formats that we can sometimes miss the bigger picture. Remember what we're ultimately trying to do. We're trying to lead people into a deeper relationship with Jesus, and we want to multiply God's kingdom over time. Okay, that's what it's all about. Those are the most important things, not necessarily following the exact format and structure every single time. Okay, we want to lead people into a deeper relationship with Christ, and we want to multiply God's kingdom because we want to make Jesus' final words our first work.